AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Today's convictions were big for the Justice Department and Attorney General Merrick Garland. The leader of the far-right group, the Proud Boys, Enrique Tarrio, and three other members were convicted of seditious conspiracy for their roles in the Capitol riot.
After three trials, we have secured the convictions of leaders of both the Proud Boys and the Oath Keepers for seditious conspiracy.
The seditious conspiracy charge carries a prison sentence of up to 20 years.
Today's verdict makes clear that the Justice Department will do everything in its power to defend the American people and American democracy.
Tarrio wasn't in Washington on the day of the riot because he'd been arrested 2 days earlier, but prosecutors said he organized and directed the Proud Boys' attack. Police in Davis, California say a 21-year-old who was a student at the University of California, Davis, until last week, was arrested, charged with three recent stabbings, including two that were fatal. Carlos Dominguez was taken into custody at a local park. Police say he had a large knife in his backpack. Senate Democrats are pressuring Republicans on the increasingly menacing debt ceiling impasse, focusing on what they say will be painful reductions in government services if a bill the GOP recently pushed through the House becomes law. The director of the Office of Management and Budget, Shalanda Young, says Republicans are at fault.
This is of people's own making. I could probably write the bill for them in 5 minutes. It's pretty easy. And we need to, like, keep reminding ourselves This is made up drama.
A coroner says a gunman killed two relatives and a fast food worker in rural South Georgia before taking his own life. The choking death of a man at the hands of another New York City subway rider was setting off powerful reactions, some calling it a criminal, racist act, even as authorities reserved judgment on the killing. The Dow finished down 286 points. This is AP News. The coronavirus dropped a spot on a list of the leading causes of death in the U.S.
The CDC says overall U.S. deaths fell last year, and COVID-19 went from the third leading cause to the fourth. The top three medical reasons were heart disease, cancer, and injuries such as drug overdoses, car crashes, and shootings. In 2020 and 2021, only heart disease and cancer were ahead of the coronavirus. U.S. deaths usually rise year to year, in part because the nation's population has been growing. So 2022 saw the first drop in deaths since 2009, with a total of about 3.3 million losses. I'm Shelley Adler.
The late pop superstar Prince will have a highway named after him following a vote by Minnesota lawmakers. Purple signs will soon go up over a 7-mile stretch of State Highway 5 that run along Prince's Paisley Park Museum and Studios. Ed Donahue, AP News.